One night, Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars were playing at Symphony Hall, and Bonnie Bigard was the clarinet, and Jack Teagarden, the trombone player, and Cozy Cole on drums, Earl Father Hines on the piano. I mean, this is really an all-star group, and Arvel Shaw on the bass. And I said to Sid, take the night off, we'll get another drummer. You go down to Symphony Hall and get those guys to come back to the club. Already I'm being a big-time promoter, you know. And so this was 3 weeks after I'm in business. And Sid got them all to come back. But what happened was they came in one at a time, and Sid was at the microphone. And as they walked in the back of the club, Sid was, oh, here comes Bonnie Bigard. He went right up on the stage and started, and, oh, here comes Jack Teagarden. It was like rehearsed, but it wasn't. They just walked in, and the next thing you know, the whole band is on the stage. The last one to come in was Pops, was Louis Armstrong. And here comes Pops himself, and he walked right up on the stage, and the electricity in that room was so incredible. Because the place was packed. And then Louis Armstrong, wow, this little room that sat 200 people, which was, should have sat 140, but we had it cracked, packed, walked up on the stage and sang Sleepy Time Down South. And I knew at that point that I had to get involved with this way of life. I mean, because the electricity was something you could never imagine. You could not describe it.